from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Who was number two?
Shanahan.
That's crazy.
Well, no, possibly.
It's not crazy.
McVay was talking about it. He's like, look, you have to understand, when you're the head coach and the play caller, you're like this. All right, I'm thinking of what I'm going to call now and then 2 and 3 plays ahead. I'm thinking about down and distance. Somebody's over my shoulder telling me about who's coming back into the game and who's not coming back into the game. You know, I'm talking with all these different people. We're looking at the clock. It's just a lot to juggle while trying to get the play dialed into the quarterback. And so I'm not surprised that a lot of these great play callers, Andy Reid for a long time, have clock issues.
Right. We're going to watch Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes today. They're going to kick off at 5:20 NBC. Cannot wait. NBC and Peacock. Arrowhead Stadium. Chiefs are favored. Some books 3. Some books 3.5. Should be a really good game. But we'll get another look at Lamar and how he improves and Patrick Mahomes. But out here we have Brock Purdy. And there was a lot of conversation about Brock Purdy yesterday at the Summit. It was a lot of fun at the Summit. And I know a lot of people were thinking about the money he could make down the line. And Jay York, by the way, you know, which is another reason why sort of reports about, hey, the front office is bad about the way, or no, ownership is bad about the way Lynch and Shanahan are spending money. The owner came out just a few months ago saying Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market. So he's already in his mind, already thinking about paying Brock Purdy a lot of money. So I don't know where to go with that. But there's a lot of takes on Brock. What is he going to be? Who is he? Is he the franchise quarterback? And we'll ask some questions to the roasters out there, 888-957-9570. Do you truly believe that the 49ers now have their franchise quarterback? 888-957-9570.
What do you mean by franchise quarterback?
Quarterback. I'm talking about a guy you know is going to be here for the next 5 years. The guy you know that, hey, this is our guy. We're going to give him the big bag. He's going to carry this offense. We know we have a quarterback. We're not looking at the quarterback.
Was Jimmy a franchise quarterback?
The way they constructed his deal, he had opt-outs after every year. Or the team had options to opt out of his deal after every year. To me, that's not a franchise quarterback.
Going into 2018, 2019, after getting paid, you didn't think he was a franchise? I'm just curious.
Well, he got paid, had the opt-outs, and then he got hurt in week 3. And it was like, damn, we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah,
and then in 2019, in the preseason, Michael Silver comes out with the report, boy, Jimmy struggles early. They could go to Nick Mullins. And all that heat and all the dialogue about Kirk Cousins. Hell, there was dialogue about Kirk Cousins in 2017. So I never fully thought, yeah, for a minute, it's like, yeah, maybe we have our guy. And then it was evaporated very quickly, very quickly. So
did you think Kaepernick was the franchise quarterback?
I did for a second, and then the coaching staff changed. And then the coaching staff flipped. Not once, but twice.
Okay.
And he lost all his weapons.
Well, I'm not trying to parse your words. I'm just trying to set the definition.
When I see Mahomes, when I see Josh Allen, mm-hmm. Joe Burrow, I know bona fide, those are my guys.
And they both
even Lamar Jackson, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Jordan Love, franchise. Green Bay paid him like that. Brock Purdy hasn't been paid yet.
I believe Lamar, 2018, and Mahomes and Josh Allen, 2017, 2018?
Well, Mahomes and Deshaun Watson were in the same draft.
I know, so what was Allen 2016, 2017, 2018?
Maybe 2018.
Okay, but they've all been with their team 6-7 years? Okay.
Yep.
I mean, by that definition, 5 years, like, well, he's already been the quarterback for 2.5. Will I think he'd be the quarterback for another 2.5? Yes, and I do think he's their, you know, quote-unquote franchise quarterback. I personally believe that the algorithms on this have just been sped up. The days of a guy being in one place for 12 years, 13 years are just few and far between at quarterback. So, I mean, if you would have asked me the same question about Russell Wilson 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I would have been like, oh, yeah, he's their franchise quarterback. And I didn't see them trading him. Then when Denver acquired him, I didn't. And I know, like,
did you believe Jimmy was the franchise quarterback?
Yeah, I did. I thought he was the franchise quarterback.
Once I saw the contract, and I saw the opt outs, in my head, I thought, okay, they're not really married to him. Because they could wiggle out of this deal. Like, bona fide franchise quarterback, hey, 4 years guaranteed. You know, Jordan Love, boom, 4 years. Now, we see that in today's day and age, you can get out of these contracts, you'll flip them, teams will eat that money all the time. But when you got a bunch of opt-outs constructed in the deal, it gives you wiggle room to be like, you know what, I'm out. The Niners, every offseason from that point on, when Jimmy Garoppolo flirted with other quarterbacks, whether it was Brady, whether it was Stafford, whether it was via trade, whether it's other guys on other teams, they flirted with other guys. Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy, to me, are they flirting with other guys right now?
No.
Not even close.
No, I think they did because of the injury, you know, but when he hurt his elbow. So, no, like, look, I think by play, he's an elite quarterback. I think he's somewhere in the top eight, depending on, you know, how he's playing on any given day. Every quarterback in the league is going to have a couple of stinkers every single year. I think he's been really good for the most part with the 49ers. I think it's almost non-debatable. Yep. Is he the franchise guy for the next couple of years? Absolutely.
Yep.
You know, can things change? Absolutely they can change. Stuff can change overnight. But I personally believe that, yes, he is their guy. And I look at the confidence that the coach has in him, the confidence that the other players have in him, and I think it's pretty overwhelming that he's the dude.
Troy Aikman, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Brock Purdy.
I'm a big fan of Brock Purdy's. And if he had been a first-round pick, we'd all be talking about what an amazing player he is. But because he was the last player taken in the seventh round, he's had an uphill climb in terms of being appreciated for his abilities as opposed to just being a product of the offense. You know, I think a lot of people get enamored with arm strength. You know, can this guy run? Can he do all these things athletically? But ultimately, you have to be able to make good decisions and you have to throw the ball straight. And Brock Purdy is a great example of that. That for the most part, he makes really good decisions. He's accurate with the football. And then he leaves it up to the playmakers to create separation and get themselves open. And then he delivers the football. So I think he's playing the position at a really high level. I don't care where he was drafted. I don't care what people say about him. I think he's a terrific player.
That's Troy Aikman, a Hall of Famer for the Dallas Cowboys. Chew on that. Three-time Super Bowl champ.
Don't you think that they share similar qualities? Where, like, when I'm not talking about, like, size and arm strength. I'm talking about, like, Aikman was considered, like, oh, he's, like, their fourth best player. Fifth best player on offense. Right? Most people were, like, Emmitt, the offensive line, the weapon, like, obviously, Jay Novacek and Michael Irvin, and then they had Alvin Harper. Like, Aikman's just, he's just doing enough. Troy, like, Aikman, I think there's a lot of qualities that are very similar between Aikman and Purdy.
Aikman doesn't get enough credit. he doesn't get enough credit for the quarterback that he was. I feared him so much growing up because he made all the big throws.
He did.
Third down and 8, he's making a play. He's getting 9 yards. Third and 15, he's getting 16. Deep shots to Alvin Harper, he's making that happen.
That play, Michael Irvin,
like Jay Novacek, Troy Aikman had. And so what I think is similarities between him and Brock, the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Never getting rattled, no matter what. Troy Aikman was one tough SOB. He was a badass, man. And Brock Purdy's tough. So, yeah, they do have some similarities. Greg Cosell, two things that Brock Purdy does really, really well.
Brock Purdy does two things exceptionally, exceptionally well that were very hard to see coming out of college, because the college game, he really didn't need to do those things. Number one, and this is really, really impressive, is he is so good responding in half a second, and that may be too long, responding to late coverage rotation, to when a defense disguises coverage and they move at the snap of the ball and the coverage changes. He sees that instantly, picks it up, and knows exactly where to go with the football. Secondly, he has unbelievable anticipation. You don't have to make a lot of those kinds of throws in college football, but he is just a master at being able to throw the ball very often before receivers break. He has a great feel for zone windows and where do you throw the ball. Everybody thinks about playmaking at the quarterback position as being guys who can run around. Playmaking at the quarterback position is also about throwing the ball with tremendous anticipation. Now, you made the point about system. Every quarterback runs a system. That's not a negative. Executing the system at a high level is not a negative statement.
I agree with that. The whole system quarterback thing is jump the shark. He's a system quarterback. Well, number one, you're always in a system. You're always running somebody's system, some coach's system. Can you elevate the system? Because there's a lot of guys who come into the system and fail in the system, which should be a quarterback-friendly type of system. We've seen a lot of guys fail in this said system. Brock Purdy has mastered this system. I mean, just look at the numbers last year. We don't discuss it enough because of the loss in the Super Bowl. But they were historically good offensively. Explosive. All the yards per catch, the yards per pass attempt. I mean, everything with Brock Purdy. So what Greg Cosell's saying there, the anticipation, throwing into windows, knowing what his own defense, the mind, the IQ. Yeah, this guy's really good. He's a really damn good quarterback, Brock Purdy.
So, like, on the Niners offense, there's so many of these, like, little option routes, whether it's Kittle on, like, a stick or a quick out, or the same thing can be said for CMC. And they look very ordinary. They look like very simple plays, but they're actually a little more complex than people think they are, because you have to be on the same page as the guy that you're throwing to, and you also have to read the defense and what they're going to do. They look like very ordinary plays. And this is the same thing I would say regarding catchers, shortstops. Part of what makes you great isn't the highlight play. It's making all the ordinary plays. And all of these ordinary plays that seem very simple are the ones that he's just 4 yards, 5 yards, 6 yards, 7 yards, 8 yards. Let me hit you on a 3 yard out and you turn upfield because the ball placement was so good. That was Brady. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly who Purdy is, but like, when did Brady evade the rush, spin out, roll out right, throw across his body 60 yards? Like, yes, there were times where he hit the seam route. There's no doubt about it. But how many times did he just hit the little check down and give it to one of his guys to make a play and keep the down and distance within reason manageable, so I can convert on third down? That's the essence of quarterback play.
James White. What do you have, 14 catches against the Falcons?
For what, like 80 yards?
Deion Lewis got paid in Tennessee.
Deion Lewis. Kevin
Falk, the original for Tom Brady, out of the backfield, third down back. They had a few others. I mean, that's what Joe Montana, Tom Rothman, Roger Craig. You know what I'm saying? Later on, Steve Young, Ricky Waters. Those checkdowns, because that's one thing I was listening to when I was watching the Georgia game. And Sean McDonough was on a call. Who was it? I think Greg McElroy, former quarterback from Alabama.
Yeah.
And they're talking about how Georgia had the best third down percentage because on first and second down, they were always ahead of the sticks. Hey, second and four, second and three, third and two, get first down yardage, you get 7 yards, you get 5 yards. And that's one thing the Niners did last year. Their first and second downs, they were setting themselves up for third and four, third and three, which opens up the entire playbook. You're sitting there on a third and three or third and four. You can still run a halfback draw. Still run a quick little screen pass. Want to run an option route? Great. Receiver screen? Awesome. You got so many options. So getting ahead of the sticks, and that's what Brock Purdy does. And that's the greatness of being, yes, of course, a quarterback is a game manager. He has to manage the offense and make sure that you're in great down and distance situations. Nobody wants to face third nine, third 11, third 12, which you saw a lot of in the Super Bowl. We saw a lot of long down and distances in that Super Bowl with third and sevens, third and eights, third nines. Brock Purdy keeps his team on schedule. Mm-hmm. That's the mark of a very good quarterback. And then can you elevate the system? When the chunk plays there to be had, can you make it? That's what separates the goods from the greats. Brock Purdy's not great yet. But last year we saw, hey, when it's an opportunity to take a chunk play, I'm going to go take it. And he took a lot of them last season, which catapulted him into the MVP conversation. So you got to, the whole system quarterback, I'm so with Greg Cosell. It's such an overplayed used term. He's just a game manager and a system quarterback. Duh, they're all playing in a system. And yes, their job is to manage a game like a pitcher. A pitcher's supposed to manage a game.
Like the two of the, I don't know, most people are going to say like the best pocket quarterbacks of the last 25 years. They're going to say Brady and Manning, right? That's what I think most people. I would throw Brees in there, right?
Got to throw Drew Brees in there.
And then the other guy that I think gets lost because he didn't win enough, and I would blame the organization more, but like Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
And when I think of those guys, like all of those guys have one thing in common. They never had these wow plays, these crazy, you know, break four tackles, pump fake, roll out, throw across my body. They just killed you from the pocket with their brain.
Yep.
And a lot of these guys similarly didn't have the greatest arms, and their brain was their number one attribute, and they could read pre-snap who they wanted to go to. They were phenomenal in dissecting zone coverage and hitting those anticipation routes, and they were deadly accurate. And I think those are all the things, check, that Brock Purdy does as well. But what I think Brock does that's really underrated is – and you saw this in the preseason a few times because of the bad, you know, protection up front.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make that free release guy coming off the edge completely miss. And he does have enough wiggle to get to the outside. He made a throw to Chris Conley in the preseason.
Yeah.
That if any other quarterback who's drafted, you know, in the first couple of rounds makes, I mean, we're going over and over. It was a rollout. The guy's coming right at him. He just pump fakes like at him. And the guy just jumps in the air.
It was a free rusher on the edge there.
And then he rolls out right like a shortstop on the run and just bang, and hits Chris Conley. It was just a beautiful play.
Well, that's the pre-snap recognition where he knew a free edge rusher was going to come in scot-free. And so he knew, hey, I'm going to have to make a play out here on the edge. I already know that coming off this play action pass, turning my back to the to the defender. Let me roll out. I know that defender's coming. Let me get him a little puff fake. And that mobility by Brock Purdy is what helps this offense and takes it to another level. And that's the one thing Jimmy didn't have. He couldn't extend plays. When Jimmy got hurt against Miami, he was trying to extend the play, and the play was going nowhere. That's the difference between him and Brock Purdy. There's a couple differences.
Accuracy.
But one right there is extending plays. Because when the play was dead, 3 seconds in, Jimmy is done. It's either going to be an interception or a batted ball. At least I know now with Brock Purdy, hey, if nothing's there initially, your first, second, third read, well, let me extend this play and let me see what I can make happen here. And he's done that a lot in the biggest moments. So 888-957-9570 as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. We're going to get Marty Lyons on, former color commentator for the New York Jets. We're going to go behind enemy lines and talk about Aaron Rodgers, their defense, their offense, Breece Hall, Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams. Where are the Jets at? What's their strengths? What's their weaknesses? I think there's some points where the Niners can attack their defense. Also look at their offensive line saying, why can't Leonard Floyd and Nick Bosa have monster nights on Monday Night Football? Let's get to Marty Lyons here on the other side. That will be brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Save on wellness favorites.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.